Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, Larry Stamm will help equip us to share our faith. But first, here is Dr. Larry Spargimino, James Collins, and Dr. Kenneth Hill to share the exciting details about our new partnership project called Faithful Friends.
This program, The Watchman on the Wall, began in April 1933 when Dr. E.F. Weber, pastor of a local church in Oklahoma City, preached a prophetic message over radio station KTOK. His radio program was his radio church, thus the name Southwest Radio Church. Almost 90 years later now, we are still going strong, making The Watchman on the Wall the oldest continuing daily Christian communications ministry in the world. How have we lasted for 90 years? Well, I believe that we have lasted first and foremost because of God's blessings. Second, our format of Bible teaching and unique topics to help you make sense of the nonsense has stayed the same for over 90 years now. Third, we've been blessed to have some extremely talented Bible teachers and scholars appear on The Watchman on the Wall. And finally, we have lasted 90 years because of faithful friends who have supported us. This month, we are launching a new initiative as a way of saying thanks to our faithful friends. Joining me to talk about faithful friends are two of my dear friends. They are also two of my heroes in the ministry. First, here in the studio with me today is Dr. Larry Spargimino, the host of this program and the vice president of Southwest Radio Ministries. Dr. Spargimino, it's an honor to share the studio with you today.
Well, I'm excited about what we're going to be talking about. It's really an important subject.
Also joining us by telephone is Dr. Kenneth Hill, the very busy president of Southwest Radio Ministries. Dr. Hill is in Tennessee overseeing his group of radio stations there this week, and so he's joining us by phone. Dr. Hill, welcome back to The Watchman on the Wall.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Brother James, and I thank all of our listeners for their following our program so closely, and I thank them for their part of the support of this ministry.
Well, Dr. Hill, as I said in my opening, Southwest Radio Ministries has lasted for almost 90 years because of people who have supported us with their giving. I know that even before God called me here, I did what I could do financially to support this ministry. Don't you think that our giving is a reminder of the blessings that God gives us and also gave to us through Jesus Christ?
Absolutely. And when we think of the gifts that are given on a daily basis by our Heavenly Father, we can do nothing but rejoice, because God has been so very good to us, and I'm excited about what is on tap as we go forward. We've got all sorts of new things that are coming to pass that will be used in various ways to reach people with the gospel. It gets very exciting.
Well, Dr. Spargimino, I remember years ago when you were my seminary professor that you taught me three lessons from John 3:16, and I've never forgotten those three lessons. I think those three lessons are the foundation of all our giving. First, God's motivation for giving was love. Second, He gave Himself in the person of Jesus Christ. And third, God gave in response to our need. So, do you also believe that our giving is a reminder of the blessings that God gives us and gave to us through Jesus Christ?
Well, James, I certainly do. The Bible says, freely you have received, freely give. That's from Matthew 10, verse 8. You know, we have temporal as well as spiritual blessings coming through Jesus Christ, but mainly eternal life, which is given freely and graciously by God. Because of the grace giving of God to us, we are called to be grace givers to others. And that's one of the marks, one of the characteristics of a child of God. If you've been born again by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God, that will be one of your great desires. Southwest Radio Ministries is a prophetic ministry, but our prophetic preaching has evangelism as one of its main goals. We are not simply a prophetic think tank. So giving is a reminder of the blessings that God gives us and gave us through Jesus Christ. And like I said, giving is also a reflex action of the renewed heart.
Dr. Hill, the Watchman on the Wall program is just a small part of our outreach here. Those who support us financially also support a Hispanic outreach, missions in Pakistan, a prison ministry, and so much, much more. Would you tell us about some of the different ministries that are part of the outreach here at Southwest Radio Ministries?
One of the programs that we have going among Hispanic radio stations is a broadcast called Prophecies Biblicas. It means Bible prophecy. And our speaker is the evangelist, Luis Vega. And Luis has taken our groups on tours of Honduras and other parts of Central America as well, come to think of it. He's been very busy in teaching the word, both in front of live audiences and also on the radio. He is our speaker on Prophecies Biblicas and has been now for about 34 years or so, and we are thankful that he's continuing his broadcast service. We have always had a good set of speakers and a good program set up for folks who speak and write and read Spanish, and we're hoping to expand that, of course, as the time goes on. So we do the Hispanic broadcast in that fashion. Also, we have, from time to time, put together some small booklets that were booklets of devotional themes. And this is one of the things that folks liked so much. If you put one of those together, perhaps it would be 40 or 50 pages, and it was enough to keep them occupied, but not enough to bore them. They like to have that 40 or 50 pages of material. And so be in prayer, please, for Luis Vega and for his family, his wife, Italia, the two daughters, Becky and Nancy, and the son who is helping with all sorts of effort these days, and that's Josh Vega. And Josh is about 5'11". He is a large Honduran, I can put it that way. Most Hondurans are not 5'11 or 6 feet tall. And so it's amazing when you're talking to him that you got to realize he's in a different culture than we're in, you know. But God is using him and using that broadcast. So thank you for your support of Prophecies Biblicas.
Dr. Spargimino, you actually went to Pakistan to plant the church and open the school there. Would you share a little bit about our Pakistan ministry?
Pakistan is a great blessing to me, the work that the Lord is doing there. The church, Grace Bible Church, was planted in 2009. The school, Grace Charity School, began in 2010, at least in the seminal stages of its existence. We put a lot of prayer, contacted a lot of people. I actually spoke to the mayor, had a meeting and a meal with the mayor of Topatek Singh. As is true all over the world, there are many hungry hearts in Pakistan. People are seeking because people have an innate emptiness in their hearts. And I don't care where you go in the world, there really are seekers, perhaps even much more so than in the United States. I think we have so many material goods that the glitter and the lights and the excitement and the boom boxes kind of blind us to our real needs. But in Pakistan, as well as in many other areas, people are hungry for the real God, for the living God, for the one who can forgive their sins, for the one whom they can trust. Pastor Victor Samuel is the pastor of the church and the administrator of the school. He's married and has two children. He and his wife, Sophia, are committed Christians. His brother-in-law, that's his wife's brother, is a Christian pastor and doing a great work. So actually, Sophia comes from a Christian family. I've worked with Pastor Samuel for 12-plus years. He's a hard worker. Actually, sometimes he works himself to sickness, as often happens. He has a love for the people around him. He understands Scripture, and he is a good administrator. And that's one of the things you have to do as a pastor and also as an administrator for a Christian school that has more than 400 students. The church and the school are very well accepted by the community, and I think that's really important. The young people in the school are a wonderful testimony to the grace and the love of God. The school is producing a wonderful product, young Pakistani men and women who will be Pakistan's future doctors, lawyers, and educators. They know Jesus Christ, and I think the fact that they are being well-trained doctrinally and scripturally and also academically, they have a computer lab, they have a science lab, and so forth, they're just going to be a great, great blessing to the wonderful country of Pakistan. It's a beautiful country. So I consider the work in Pakistan to be of strategic value. It's a way of reaching out with the gospel and making a positive impact on the people of Pakistan, all for the glory of God. And that's what we're all about. I mean, let's face it. You know, James and Kenneth, I've always believed in the importance of missions outreach. My belief has been strengthened by the Lord's work in Pakistan. We're seeing many wonderful fruits from the work, and many of our listeners have been very sacrificial. I think they really see the significance of the ministry of Jesus Christ in Pakistan. So friends, be in prayer for Pastor Victor, Sophia, his children, for the church, for the school, especially for their safety, because we know there have been attacks. Not so much by locals, because like I say, the locals really appreciate the church and the school, but by others in the area. So it's been a miracle of God, it really has, that over these years, they've really not had any attack. And we praise the Lord for that. And I want to encourage all of our listeners to pray for them every day.
You both helped me make the point. The point that I was trying to make here is that we are more than just this radio broadcast. Southwest Radio Ministries is so much more. We have the Hispanic outreach, the mission in Pakistan, the prison ministry, Beacon Street Press, where we publish good and godly, sound biblical material, and so much more here. And I am excited about the launch of our new Faithful Friends Partnering Initiative. We are looking for 300 faithful friends who will come alongside us and commit to give $25 or more a month. Now, that's less than a dollar a day. That's our base level, $25 or more a month, less than a dollar a day. Your ongoing monthly partnership will help us sustain and grow our outreaches so even more people can be challenged to say yes to the good news of Jesus Christ. Every day through all these different outreaches, God is transforming lives. Your partnership will help people reconnect with God and ignite spiritual change around the world. So we hope that you'll partner with us today and reach millions tomorrow. Dr. Hill, what are your thoughts about this new Faithful Friends initiative?
I know that it's important for there to be continual giving if we're to expand. We need people whose mind and heart is set upon the things of God and who are willing to, well, give up a cup of coffee or two a day to see their ministry efforts through what we do expand. And indeed, we can expand if we have even two cups of coffee's expenses in a day, given every day. Think about that. If you're going to a regular restaurant in the Tennessee area, they've upped their price on coffee now. Many of them are at $2.99 for a cup of coffee. Well, you take $2.99 for a cup of coffee, and we're talking the run-of-the-mill stuff, not the fancy stuff. Mm-hmm. But you take that and double it, all of a sudden you've got $6 going to the work of the Lord. And we can take a look at some of those things, and there may be something in your diet that you'd like to give up. And you can give it up and give the money to the work of the Lord through our ministries here. Whatever the Lord tells you to do, we trust that you will do it because it's His ministry. And He calls upon people just like you to support this work, not only today, but in the future as well.
Dr. Spargimino, same question. What are your thoughts about Faithful Friends?
I like the word faithful, and I like the word friends. I think they embody the example and the teaching of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The world is not at all interested in supporting this ministry. In fact, the world is not interested in supporting any Christian ministry, and of course, we're not surprised. So, how will this ministry move forward and do what God has called it to do? By the prayers and support of faithful friends who recognize that we are unique because we tell the truth. And sometimes the truth is very, very painful, very, very upsetting. But as I look at the scriptures, as I look at the teaching of Jesus, he was truthful. And that's really what the world needs. That's what we need. And I think we have a lot of faithful friends out there who believe that our work and that our work continues and that it not only continues, but that it grows and reaches more. They put that at a premium. So I think the idea of faithful friends is a wonderful idea. It's a wonderful program that we have developed.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you consider joining us by committing to a monthly gift of $25 or more? This ministry is powered by people like you, and every faithful friend makes a meaningful difference. As our thanks for your support, we have some special gifts for you. For your gift of $25 a month or more, you'll become a bronze member of Faithful Friends, and you'll receive a Faithful Friends certificate signed by Dr. Hill and Dr. Spargimino, a one-time gift of a book from Beacon Street Press, and a one-year subscription to the Prophetic Observer. Now, our next level is the silver member. You can give a gift of $50 a month or more, and you'll become a silver member of Faithful Friends, and you'll receive a Faithful Friends certificate, a one-time gift of a book from Beacon Street Press, a one-year subscription to the Prophecy in the News magazine, and a one-year subscription to the Prophetic Observer, a one-year subscription to our streaming television service, FaithNet TV, and 10% off on all phone orders before shipping and handling. For your gift of $100 a month or more, you'll become a gold member of Faithful Friends, and you'll receive a Faithful Friend certificate, a Faithful Friend t-shirt, a one-time gift of a book from Beacon Street Press, a one-time gift of a selected DVD from Beacon Street Media, a two-year subscription to Prophecy in the News magazine, and a two-year subscription to the Prophetic Observer, also a two-year subscription to FaithNet TV, 10% off on all phone orders before shipping and handling, and a VIP experience at one of our conferences. And finally, for your gift of $500 a month or more, if you're able, you'll become a platinum member of Faithful Friends, and you'll receive a Faithful Friends certificate, a t-shirt, a one-time gift of a book from Beacon Street Press, a DVD from Beacon Street Media, a lifetime subscription to the Prophecy in the News magazine and the Prophetic Observer, and also a lifetime subscription to FaithNet TV, 10% off all phone orders, a VIP experience at one of our conferences, and an invitation to our Faithful Friends banquet. Also, you'll get our December gleaning gift and all newly released books by Beacon Street Press signed by the authors. We are giving these gifts as a way to say thanks to all our faithful friends. So would you consider becoming a faithful friend today? Dr. Hill, is there anything you'd like to add before we close out today?
I would like to pray and ask God to touch the hearts of these who are listening. Pray with me now, please. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us with a love that never fails. Thank you that you've promised to never leave us nor forsake us. And we know for sure that we have a home in heaven if we've trusted you for our salvation through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior. Now, Father, we've got a plan. The plan's just a plan. It's a roadmap. But we've got a plan written down that will help us as we trek through the next few months of this year and on into later days. We are ready, Father, to expand, but we need support from your people, and I pray that you would give us that support. And I thank you in the name that's above all names, the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, and our soon coming King.
Amen. Amen.
People reach out to us all the time, thanking us for this program and asking how they can support this important work. The answer is to become a faithful friend. Faithful Friends is a unique way to support Watchmen on the Wall each month. Would you be one of our faithful 300? Call today and become a faithful friend. Call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can give online, swrc.com. Everyone participating is how this ministry is able to continue. Your monthly gift is needed today. So please call and become a faithful friend. 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. And become a faithful friend of Watchmen on the Wall. Larry Stamm is here now to continue his teaching series, Serving in His Court. These segments are designed to teach believers everywhere how to share the good news.
Shalom, friends. Larry Stamm here. So glad you are joining us as we continue our teaching series, Serving in His Court, Biblical Principles for Personal Evangelism from the Heart of a Coach. In this lesson, we are going to begin understanding what it means to be a successful witness for Jesus. What does it mean to have success in witnessing? We're also going to begin unpacking foundational principles for evangelism, the rules, if you will. First of all, I want to talk about the win. What does it mean to have success in witnessing? Bill Bright, who founded Campus Crusade for Christ, otherwise known to us today as CRU, he has the best definition I've ever found for success in witnessing, and he wrote these words, "Success in witnessing is simply taking the initiative to share Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit and leaving the results to God." That's very, very important. Success in witnessing is simply taking the initiative to share Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit and leaving the results to God. Breaking that definition down just a bit, to take initiative is to be intentional. And to take initiative, we first must have the want to. And we're going to talk about the want to, the heart for evangelism, the heart for God, the heart for the lost, a little bit later in today's lesson. So we need to be intentional. Success in witnessing is taking the initiative to share Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. So we take the initiative, and as God opens up doors of opportunities, we sow gospel seed. We share the Lord. We share the gospel. We share Christ in the power of the Spirit, because successful witnessing is always Spirit-led and Spirit-filled. We need to remember that. The Holy Spirit must do the work of conviction, and He does the work of regeneration. And then finally, we've got to leave the results to God. Success in witnessing is simply taking the initiative to share Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit and leaving the results to God. Remember in 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul wrote these words, "Apollos waters, I sow, but God gives the increase." So one sows, one waters, but God must give the increase. We must entrust God with the results of our evangelistic efforts. One sows, one waters, but God must give the increase when there is an increase. And remember, sometimes the Holy Spirit will convict somebody, and that person will actually become harder, and they will reject Christ. They will not want to hear the gospel message. Other times, the Holy Spirit will convict somebody, and they will repent of their sins and receive Christ. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing, but we need to leave the results to God. So God calls us to be faithful. If we are faithful stewards of the gospel, if we are faithful to fulfill God's calling on our lives in this area of our Christian walk, we can be happy with whatever results the Lord gives. And as we go along, we'll see that the mystery of God's providence and how all that works as people interact with the gospel and interact with God sometimes is a mystery. And why one person will receive Christ and another reject Christ, We are called to walk by faith, not by sight. Only God knows the human heart. So there's success in witnessing. Now I want to introduce to you some foundational principles for evangelism. Three rules, three foundational principles for personal evangelism. First of all, evangelism is a process. Next, we're going to learn about the reality that evangelism is a heart issue. And then finally, we're going to be encouraged to understand also that evangelism is a team thing. Very briefly, by way of introduction, evangelism is a process. We're going to unpack next time the parable of the soils, where Jesus will unpack this idea of sowing and reaping and the condition of the soil. But evangelism is a process. You and I are in process as believers, and those we are trying to reach are also in process. We're going to talk also the fact that evangelism is a heart issue. We know God's heart breaks for the lost, but what about my heart? What about your heart? No doubt, neither my heart nor your heart breaks for the lost as God's heart does break for the lost. But what can we do to grow our hearts for the lost? And then finally, evangelism is a team thing. Isn't that encouraging to know that you don't do it alone? You and I are called to be witnesses. We've spoken about the reality that we've been entrusted with the gospel. We are ambassadors for Christ. We are his witnesses, but we don't do it alone. We have the Spirit. We have each other, and we have a lot more. So I hope this has been an encouragement to you. Next time, we're going to unpack in depth the biblical principles for personal evangelism I mentioned earlier. And until next time, friends, the Lord richly bless you and keep you. Shalom.
Learn more about sharing the good news one-on-one in Larry Stamm's book, Serving in His Court. Larry Stamm strips away the mystery and the fear of sharing your faith. Order Serving in His Court today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can always order online, swrc.com. That's swrc.com. Tomorrow on Watchmen on the Wall, Pastor Larry debuts his upcoming book on Calvinism, and we open the radio vault to look at the prophet Daniel. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station or by subscribing to our daily Watchmen on the Wall podcast. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners just like you. Please visit swrc.com. That's swrc.com.